there are these pieces of space junk, and they're hurtling around at almost 20,000 miles an hour in low Earth orbit. And if those things collide with a functioning satellite or, say, a space station, the results could be absolutely catastrophic.
A piece of space junk ripped a hole in the arm boom and its thermal blanket outside the International Space Station.
When you think in terms of a pandemic, you have to remember it is global and it requires a global response.
The G7 wants to lead the world out of the pandemic, starting with an ambitious plan to vaccinate the global population within 2 years.
I think there are new reasons that people mention often for why Russia matters.
Amid growing cyber attacks against TV stations, food and fuel suppliers, and all levels of government, the FBI confirms it's investigating 100 different types of ransomware attacks, many originating from Russia.
I'm Gabrielle Sierra, and this is Why It Matters, a podcast by the Council on Foreign Relations. The idea is simple. It's a foreign policy podcast for the rest of us. We cover it all. The forces.
Coronavirus.
Authoritarianism.
Domestic terrorism.
Cybersecurity.
Demographics.
Climate change.
And the players.
China.
Russia.
India.
Iran.
Nigeria.
Japan.
Brazil.
With world-class experts.
I'm the Vice Commander of Air Force Base Command.
Global Markets Correspondent with CNBC Business News.
President Obama's NASA Administrator.
Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
I'm an environmental toxicologist.
I coordinate the campaign to stop killer robots.
In a sea of overwhelming news coverage, we're here to slow things down so that you can understand what's really happening. So join us on June 23rd as we kick off the fourth season of Why It Matters, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll bring the world home to you.